Dave Gordon couldn't have been more straightforward about his plans to continue sampling herring throughout the fishery.
One, I've already made it clear we're not going to not test fish in that area. We need to test fish. That is our tool for management of the fishery. I don't see any reason why we wouldn't test fish in there. There's no reason not to, and I don't agree that it would affect subsistence to test fish. Only the Board of Fish can close waters in Sitka Sound to commercial salmon. And again, my responsibility as the management biologist revolves around what the regulation provides for me, and with the same, what's in our management plan, that we will, of course, look at all opportunities to disperse the fishery in regards to having commercial openings.
In a letter last Friday, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska had asked the department to create a no-fishing zone in an area bordered roughly by Sitka's airport and Middle Island. The area is popular among tribal citizens and others who gather herring spawn on branches. With harvests averaging around 250,000 pounds a year, herring spawn has become a major subsistence commodity in the state. Tribal Herring Committee Chairman Al Wilson told the assembled group of 100 seiners, crew, processors, and spotter pilots that even though there are typically over 50 miles of herring spawn reported each year along the shoreline of Sitka Sound, not all spawn was the same. Wilson said that the proposed subsistence zone produced high-quality eggs from a relatively pollution-free environment. Dave Gordon said a Sunday meeting of tribal representatives and the in-season herring task force produced little new agreement about the effect of a closure on subsistence harvests. Gordon nevertheless introduced the new tribal subsistence liaison, Roy Levine, and described how he would abide by an existing memorandum of agreement between the tribe and the state that calls for notification and dispersal where possible.
So if I'm lining up on a fishery, I am required under the MOA to contact Roy and give him a few minutes to make his contacts and get a response from the tribe in regards to whether they think it might affect subsistence. If they do object, it's not a binding objection. I take their objection and then take it into consideration. And as far as the whole picture goes,
Gordon also said that industry representatives were offering direct help this year to the tribe to assist them in meeting their subsistence needs. Concern over tribal subsistence has been particularly high since last year's harvest was less than half of recent averages. Gordon reminded seiners that although the fishery was on 2-hour notice, he thought the department could provide at least a day's warning before calling the first opening. Gordon anticipates holding around 4 or 5 openings of 3,700 tons, with a day in between to allow processors to catch up. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.